Be'ez Hashem Mizbochu begin Perek Shlishi, the third chapter in the Rambam's Hilchos Ritzeach Shmiras Nefesh, and the laws of murder and of saving one's life, and the saving the Zik in the Book of Damages, which in this Perek we discussed regarding the strength of the murder and how to evaluate the variables of this murder. As Rambam begins Halacha off regarding evaluating the act of the murder. Hamakas Chaveda Bezodnev, someone hits his friend deliberately, Be'evan, or Be'etz, with a stone or a wood, the Misin kills him. So Aimdim, so we evaluate. First of all, Dovashi Koboy. What was the weapon that he used to injure him? Umakam Shikolov. And the place where he hit him. Imro Oisachevitz Lohamis Be'ebreze Oinero. We look, is this object fit to have killed this limb through this limb, or is it not fit? Shalmak says in the Pasuk, in Bamidbar. Be'evan Yoda Shayamas Bahikobugama. That he killed them with a hit with the stone of the hand that he killed him with. Or that he hit him and he killed him through a vessel that's of wood that is held by the hand, which teaches It says by both of them that it has to be enough, that it could kill the person. And the inu demakel liba, you can't compare someone who hits someone on his chest, lemakel yirechu, who hits him on his thigh. Halacha beis. Since it says ashayamas ba, that he could kill him through that, which it's not only the thing that he hits him with, but even the limb that he hits him on. Mikan from here we learn sha'imdim mukay mamaka, the way you evaluate the area of the wound. Just like you evaluate the object that he used to hit him with, which we see from be'evin yad or be'kli etz yad, that talks about what the weapon was, and also mukay mamaka, which asher yamas ba, kach imdim kay chako. So do we evaluate the power of the hit? Shlomik says in the pasuk be'evin yad, with the fist sized stone. Obviously, we're evaluating not only the evan, but also the hand, the force of the hand. Because in a day, Mazarik evan bechaveda, you cannot compare someone throws a stone on the friend berichish tiamas when he's only 2 amas away. Lezarik beberichik eser, if he's throwing at a distance of 10 amas away. Sheberichik eser ye kachiyaser, because if he's at a distance of 10, he's using more force. And you cannot compare someone who's throwing from a distance of 10, lezarik berichik meya, to someone who's throwing at a distance of 100 amas. Because the further person away is, he smite koich hakol, that diminishes the ability of the strength of what he's hitting with, and therefore the distance is going to make a difference. And in general, we have to know regarding how strong was this hit. Halacha gimel. So to evaluate the actual wound itself, and we evaluate the strength of the one who killed them and the one who was killed. Mugad lakatan, as an adult or a minor, a chazak a chalash, strong or weak, a body a chila, healthy or sick. All some of the things like this. And like says in the pasuk, ashayamizba, that he will kill him with, which is misyasa shalzem, mishan kolsi b'sev, that the death of this person, we evaluate all the causations to see if it makes sense that the fault lies with the murder. Halacha dalad, kli barzel. Now, however, regarding an iron tool, iron weapon, le'nasna b'todashir. The Torah does not give a measurement like all the things we just described before. Kishlemet says in the pasuk, "V'mechli varzlikov." He hits him with an iron vessel, v'yomis ritzeyachu, and he's going to be killed, this murderer, because v'afilu b'machad, even by needle, v'hushi yilechayr, as long as there's a point, k'me'machad, like a needle, a shapur, or a spit, or a sakan, or a knife, or a gizmim, things like that. So iron always could kill, metal always kill. We don't have to evaluate. Avon mikol be'esher shel barzel, but that's only if it has a point. But let's say he hits him with a slab of iron, okay, it's about things like that. There's just like a brick of that. So then we evaluated just like you evaluated regarding a wood or a stone. It's the penetration of the metal that makes it different. Then, but if it doesn't, then it's just like all other vessels that we evaluate. Halacha hey, hamakas chavei beloy kli v'hemisav. Someone hits his friend without a vessel and he kills him. Kagan sheko biyodoy. For example, let's say he hits him with his hand, or bedaglo, or his foot, or in the golfe bedoysher he headbutts him v'hemisav and he kills him. So you evaluate the strength of the wound, and v'koyach hanereg, and the strength of the one who was killed, and the place of where he was hit. Because in the doima doichav chaveda betzboi, you can't compare someone who pushes his friend with his finger laboid by beragam chokoyach to someone who kicks him with his foot with all his power. And in the doima makel aliba, you can't compare if he hits him on his chest l'makel muslim, if he hits him in the groin, in the loins area. And in the mechalas shamak as a body chazik, you can't compare someone who's weak, who's hitting a very strong, healthy person, la body chazik, to a healthy, strong person, a makah chalas shachel, that's hitting a weak or sick person. Halach above a menayin shmesharan b'cholelo. And how do you know you evaluate all the things we describe? Because Shneman says in the pasuk, oyveiva hiko, or with enmity, with hatred, he hit him. Beyadu with his hand, v'yomis, and he died. So mois yomis hamakas, so the one who hit him is going to surely die. which Alpha Bishnam Biyadi, although it already said with his hand, Hitzach HaKasab Li Yisach HaKah Be'eva, the Pasuk starts to point out that he hit him with hatred. Because Machlan Shemesharon Koy HaKah, this comes and tells us we evaluate the strength of the hit, because if someone hates, he's going to give a real whack. And therefore, that's teaching us that you have to evaluate that also in regards to the murder to see if this was fit to kill the person. Halacha Zayin, v'chein ha-deicher v'schabed ha-meresh ha-gag. So if someone pushes off his friend from the top of a roof, v'nafal, and he does, v'nafal, he falls, v'mason, he dies. Mesharon, goyva ha-mokam, shepil ma-lab, you evaluate the height of the area where he threw him off from, and v'koich ha-nitchaf, the strength of the one who was pushed off. You can't compare a day-old baby that falls, regardless of the adult that falls. So you have to evaluate, really, should he have died from this? Because although he was pushed to the height, yeah, but he was a strong person. How do you know you evaluate the height of the place where he pushed him off? Because says in the passage, if in hatred he pushes him, which the height of the area that you could qualify if he pushed him out of hatred and he intends to kill him or not, because if it's a small little stoop and he pushes him, not necessarily he's intending to kill him. But you see, the pasuk is going to say, if with hatred he pushed him, well, if it's pretty high, obviously the intention was to kill him. And then, that means he was there to murder him. The Urali, and says Rambam, it appears to me, any area does not have a height of 10 handbreadths, does not have the amount to kill a person, just like we said regarding a pit, regarding an animal dying in the pit, that the minimum is 10 tvachim, so to the height for being liable for the death of a person that he's intending to kill is only at least a minimum of a height of 10 tvachim. Whether someone hits his friend with a stone or wood, like Shikob Begush Offer, or he hits him with a clump of earth, a Begush Melech, or a clump of salt, Begufras, and sulfur, or a Vesal Moli Offer, or a basket full of earth or pebbles, even with a cake of dried figs. Whatever he uses as a weapon, Shinelech says in the Pasuk Ashi Yamasba, that he will die with it. Kosher Ro, Lahomis, whatever is fit to kill a person. Because Vakleb and Hashememis, it's the weight, it's not necessarily like a weapon, even using cake of figs, it's the weight that could kill, and he whacks him with that, and it could kill, that could be used as a weapon, and he'd be liable. Halacha test continues with causing a person's death, but immediately. So, if someone pushes his friend into water or into fire, so he didn't actually kill him, but he's causing his death, even though he said, we evaluate him. If the victim could have gotten out of the fire or the water, so the perpetrator is exempt from the liability of the death from the courts. But from Lavi, he couldn't have gotten out. Tzachayv is liable. He killed him. Let's say he presses him down in the water or in the fire. That he didn't have the strength to come out because this guy was holding him back from coming out of the water or the fire. And he dies. Tzachayv is going to be liable. Even if that perpetrator wasn't the one that pushed him into the fire, into the water, but he holds him back from coming out, he's liable for killing him. But what then same thing applies to Manich Yod al-Pi Chaveder. Someone holds his hand on his friend's mouth with his nose, until he keeps him like shaking, because he can't breathe, or he binds him, and he keeps him in a freezing cold area or boiling hot area until he dies, or he builds an area over him till he blocks out all the oxygen, all the air from the person, because he puts him into this tight space. Or let's say he puts him into a cave or into a house. And he smokes up the whole area until he dies from the smoke. Or he puts him into a house of marble. And he lights a candle over there. Until the air, which you suck out all the oxygen with the candle, and that ear space caused him to die. Regarding all these cases, he gets executed from him. It's like as if he choked him with his own hands. Halacha Yud continues regarding also causing him to die, but at a later time. Avol bar akoyfes es chaveiro. If someone binds his friend, he ties him up, v'nichem erav, and he leaves him there to die from famine, atchemes, until he dies. So it's not immediate. Eishek kvasay v'nichem b'mokam, or let's say he binds him and he puts him in the place. Shasef atzino echam alav elasham, that it's gonna get cold or gonna get hot, but it wasn't at that moment. Uvan, it gets freezing cold or boiling hot, vehemi tatu, and he caused him to die. Oish a kafal of gigas, or let's say he covers him over with a barrel, which is not an immediate cause of death. Oish a puddle of esem, or he removes the roof from him, which now he's going to freeze to death, but it's not immediate. Oish a hishachal of esem nachash, or he causes the snake to bite him. Beinsof, let me have to say if it's only imshisa by kelab nachash, or only provokes the dog or the snake by just speaking, but he doesn't actually do anything to cause him to bite the person and kill him. But Chalelu, regarding all these cases, imamis nasi, then we don't kill the perpetrator because he didn't actively kill, because when he did his action, there was nothing there that could kill. It only came at a later point in time because that is only causing the death and there is going to be pater. And even the case where he put the snake onto the person, he's not chayiv misa because the poison of the snake is not there, like being put onto him. It's only when the snake bites, he injects the venom, so it's the snake that's doing it. Bahari Rutzech Bari is considered a murderer. But Dirish Dam, and that one Hashem who seeks blood, Dirish Min Dam will seek the blood from that person, but it's just that the court will not execute such a person. So some pushes his friend into a pit. Now in the pit there was a ladder, Shiyochalala's love, that he could come up with. Or let's say he shot an arrow at him. But the guy had a shield in his hand to protect himself. Now another person, however, came along and removed the ladder from the pit. He removed the shield from the victim. Both those individuals are not going to be executed in the court, because the one who pushed him is exempt, because when he pushed him, he wasn't killing him because he had a ladder to come out with. At the same time, the one who removed the ladder is also not going to be liable because he's only causing the death, but he didn't actually kill him. And even if the one who pushed him into the pit is the same person who subsequently removed the ladder, but each action in its own right didn't have what to kill him, Patamis Bezin is going to be exempt from being executed in the courts, but Benijamin Adam, again, the victim's blood is going to be looked at from Hashem, from him. Look at Beis Dram continues with, a person's force is like his own hands. Hazedik Tzrei B'Kaislav, someone throws a pebble on the wall, and then the pebble bounces back off the wall, V'har going to kill someone, Chayim is Bezin, he's liable to be executed by the court, because it comes from his force. So too these people that they play with a ball, where they were warned, saying that you're throwing this ball awfully hard, it's going to bounce back and it's going to kill someone. Vahargan, he deliberately does and it kills someone. So if it's between Arba Amas, if it's within four Amas from the wall, then they're going to be exempt, because those who are playing, they're intending that the ball should bounce back hard, and they're not intending to think that it's going to bounce back within four Amas. And therefore, that would be considered as if he killed unintentionally. But Chusla Amas, if it's beyond four Amas, even at a distance at the end of 100 Amas, Chayavin, they're going to be liable because they're intending to kill, and the ball's coming from their force. But who Sheish Pagadei Lamas, as long as it has enough force that it could kill, Kamesh Ram, like we already explained this in Halacha Aleph. Halacha Yud Gimel, Zark Eben Lamalav, someone throws a stone upwards. And then it comes down on to the sides and it kills someone. Sechayiv is going to be liable because that's also considered part of Kai Chai, meaning conscience, if it goes straight up and straight down, where then it's just that his force stops and then it's the force of gravity causing it to come down. That wasn't his own force and he would be exempt. But here it comes down on the side. That side is from him. That's considered his force. If someone binds his friend and he puts him in a place that he cannot flee, and he floods him with water and he dies, it is an egalov. Then he's going to be executed for that. But the person dies from the first force of the water that's flooding the person that's coming from his actions. And because he's right there at the end when he's flooding him. But if, let's say, he left him in the area where the water's not going to get there from the original force, it's going to come at a later point in time from a second force, so that would be considered as a grama, and then he would be potter from Mises Best.